Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, history graduate from the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 15, 1848, the Barbadian newspaper reported on a meeting held by the Board of Trustees and Directors of the Barbados General Hospital, which discussed the dire financial state of the institution. The meeting, held at the hospital on Monday, 10th of April 1848, commenced on a rather chaotic chord, with His Excellency the Governor declaring that until recently, reviewing the Hospital Act, he had been unaware of his position as both a trustee and the director of the hospital. He attributed his absence from previous meetings to this oversight, but made it clear that provided future meetings did not conflict with his official duties, he would henceforth be in attendance. George Donovan, Esquire, then communicated to the board that the House Committee had been compelled to convene this meeting of the trustees and directors of the hospital in order to bring to their attention the institution's critical financial condition. He further explained that so dire was the state's position financially that the Finance Committee was presently engaging in framing measures to meet the demand of public services. Donovan also noted that it was his belief that as soon as the colony's treasury was in a position to assist the hospital, liberties would be extended to it. But he warned, however, that unless immediate measures were adopted to keep the hospital operating at its present status, the hospital would have to be closed. Mr. Donovan then presented a statement to the board showing that the accounts ordered for payment last week had exceeded the balance in the treasurer's hands by the sum of $105.80, and that by using the last quarter's expenses as a guide, an approximate $400 per month was required to maintain the hospital in its present state. By the end of the meeting, four resolutions were adopted in hopes of bolstering and acquiring additional financing for the hospital. And just before the meeting closed, Captain Senhouse announced that as Provost Marshal General, he was able to secure the approval of the governor to use prisoners of the jail to lend their assistance in the form of clothes and furniture making for the hospital. The members had unanimously accepted that offer. This meeting, on the dire financial state of the General Hospital, was held just 4 years after its opening. However, it remained open for 120 years and was replaced by the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on November 14, 1964.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.